not mentioned it.
I apologise for the length of this one, but I think this is my last. You have written recently during your recovery from illness that in the past your reflections on your own impermanence had centred on your death, and that you hadn't really reflected on sickness and old age. Are you able to say more about this since coming to this recent realisation?
So the question is, you've written recently during your recovery from illness that in the past your reflections on your own impermanence had centred on your death, and that you hadn't really reflected on sickness and old age. Are you able to say more about this since coming to this recent realisation?
I think the only thing I'm able to say is that for me, old age was sort of swallowed up in death. That old age leads to death sooner or later. Not that young people don't die, but old people sooner or later certainly do die. So I think for me, in the past, old age was overshadowed, one might say, by death. But that was what one really had to face. Old age was something that just led up to death. The real problem, if it was a problem, was the problem of death. So I think that must be the reason. But of course, recently I've been reflecting more about old age. Not that I feel old age within myself, but that I have been suffering more from the external effects of it. You know, the body aging and the problem of sleep and all that sort of thing. But I think still, nonetheless, for me, that death is the question, not old age. Old age is more like the introduction to death. I think that's all that I can really say. It's probably not very satisfactory, and I may think of something else later on, some other time. But that's all I have to say on the subject for the present.
Have you experienced old age and sickness affecting your ability to work with your consciousness, with your mind?
No, I don't think so, because all during the time that I was suffering very severely from insomnia last year, to the point of what they call sleep deprivation, I was still able to edit those two small books, Living with Awareness and Living with Kindness, for very short periods, because I had so little energy, and not every day by any means, and not even every week, but my mind was sufficiently capable and alert to be able to do that editing work. And I don't think that those two books show any signs of senility or anything of that sort, yeah? And also, of course, I was seeing people. I could see them at that time only at very short notice, because I didn't know how I would be, the next day even. And I don't think anybody noticed that I was less mentally acute than I was before. If they did, of course, they didn't say so. But I don't think I was less acute than before.
I think I meant in terms of, say, the four right efforts or something, because personally I noticed that if I'm a bit short on sleep, then I'm much more likely to be snappy with people or impatient.
Well, you'll have to ask the people around me. I can't say. I may have been more snappy, I don't know.
Okay.